हे गोपी जन बालावा गिरिवार जारी। जाशुरनंदन भज जन रंजन जाशुरनंदन भज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारिय यमुना तीरावनचारिय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वालव गिरिवार तारी जय गोपी जन वालव गिरिवार तारी जासुरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जासुरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावनचारिया जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी गोपी जन बालव गिरिवार तारी जय गोपी जन बालव गिरिवार तारी जासुरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जासुरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जासुरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnu Paramahansa Parabhakataya Asatata Sri Srimad's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Paramahansa Parabhakataya Asatata Sri Srimad's Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Nishinga Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Nantugobhakta Bindiki Premika Hoshi, Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhunichananda, Shri Advaita Garadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindiki, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sham, Kunda Radha Kunda Gidu Govindiki, Jamunamayiki, Vungamayiki, Mayapur Dhamiki, Jagannathpur Dhamiki, Vrindavan Dhamiki, Tulsi Maharani Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Sankirtan Jaga Ki, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki, Transcendental Prasadana Distribution Ki, Harinama Sankirtan Ki, Shri Shri Vrindavan Bihari Ki, Gora Ki, Samabeda Vakta Vrinda Ki, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga, Hari Hari Bol. Okay, yeah, just move this and I'll put this here. Oh, that's pretty low. I'll maybe back here. Well, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrita. Naivam Chava Narottamam. Devasavasatim Vyasan. Tato Jayam Dirajat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Shridvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sarvana Kirtanaha Hridiyantashto Hi Bhadrani Vidonati Sahitam Vidunati Sahitam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, the super soul in everyone's heart, the benediction of the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire from material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Naste parishad bhadreshu nitya bhagavatam sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance in the classes of the Bhagavatam, and by rendering a service to the pure devotee, all that's troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, whose praise with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact. We are reading from text 23. Svatvam mamapi achucha shrishne viditam. Karambujam yat tvad adayi satvat sadvatam. Vivarshimam lakshavarenya mayaya. ka ishvaras yehitam uhitam bubir iti. Svatvam mamapi achutya srishnivanti tatam. Karambujam yatvad adyati satvatam. Bibarshimam lakshavarena mayaya. Ka ishvaras yehitam uhitam vibur iti. Satvam mamapi achitya shishni vanditam. Karambujam yat tvad adayi satvatam. Bibarshimam lakshavarena mayaya. Ka ishvaras yehitam uhitum vibur iti. Svatvam mamapi achutya srishni vanditam. Karambujam yat tvad adayi satvatam. Vibarshimam lakshmavarena mayaya. Ka ishvaras yehitam uhitam vibur iti. Svatvam mamapi achutya srishni vanditam. Karambujam yat tvad adayi satvatam. Matajis. Saha, that, mama, atvam, you, mama, of me, api, also, achuta, O infallible one, shrishni, on the head, vanditam, worshipped, kara abujan, your lotus hand, yat, which, tvat, by you, adayi, placed, satvatam, on the head of the devotees, bibarsi, you maintain, mam, me, lakshma, as an insignia on your chest, Varenya, O worshipful one. Mayaya, with deceit. Kaha, who? Ishvarasya, of the supremely powerful controller. Ihitam, the desires. Uhitam, to understand by reason and argument. Vibhuhi is able, iti, thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai. O infallible one, your lotus palm is the source of all benedictions. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it, and you're very mercifully place your hand on their heads. I wish that you may also place your hand on my head, for although you already bear my insignia of golden streaks on your chest, I regard this honor as merely as kind of a false prestige for me. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are the Supreme Absolute Controller, and nobody can understand your motives. Purport. In many places, the Shastra describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being more inclined toward his devotees than toward his wife, who always remains on his chest. Just looking to see if my wife is here. Could get in trouble. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 11:14-15, it is stated, Na tata me priyatama atma yonir sa shankaraha na cha shankarasano na shrir naivatma cha yatabhavan. Here Krishna plainly says that his devotees are more dear to him than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Shankarshan, the original cause of creation, the goddess of fortune, or even his own self. There's a parenthesis missing there. Should be the original cause of creation, parenthesis, comma, the goddess of fortune, or even his own self. Elsewhere, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10:9-20, Sukadev Goswami says, Nemam vritsho na bhavo na shriyapi angasham sraya prasadam lebhir gopi yattat prapavi muktitat. The Supreme Lord, who can award liberation to anyone, showed more mercy toward the gopis than to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even the goddess of fortune, who is his own wife and is associated with his body. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47-60 also states, Nayam Sriyodarika U Nita Nayam Sriyo Nirga U Nitandarete Prasadaha Svayoshitam Nalina Ganda Rucham Kutaniaha Rashotav Svabuja Danda Grihat Kanta Lab Dasi Sam Ya Udagad Vraja Sundarinam. The gopis received benedictions from the Lord that neither Lakshmi Devi nor the most beautiful dancers in the heavenly planets could attain. In the rasa dance, the Lord showed his favor to the most fortunate gopis by placing his arms on their shoulders and dancing with each of them individually. No one can compare with the gopis who received the causeless mercy of the Lord. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that no one can receive the real favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without following in the footsteps of the gopis. Even the goddess of fortune could not receive the same favor as the gopis, although she underwent severe austerities and penances for many years. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses this point with Venkatat Bhat in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majja 9.11, 111-131. Quote, "The Lord inquired from Venkatat Bhat, 'Your worshipable Lord, goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayan, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. However, my Lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a cowherd boy engaged in tending cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my Lord, just to associate with Krishna? Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha, and for a long time accepted vows and regulative principles and performed unlimited austerities.' Venkatat Bhat replied, 'Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. They are very pleasing for Krishna's Shaktis. Since Krishna and Narayan are both the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna did not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. The goddess of fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by her relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. If she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking so about this?' Lord Chaitanya replied, quote, 'I know that there is no fault in the goddess of fortune, but still, she could not enter into the rasa dance. We hear this from revealed scriptures. The authorities of Vedic knowledge met Lord Ramachandra in Dandakarna, and by their penances and austerities, they were allowed to enter into the rasa dance. But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could not get that opportunity?' To this, Venkatat Bhat replied, quote, 'I cannot enter into the mystery of this incident. I am an ordinary living being. My intelligence is limited, and I am always disturbed. How can I understand the pastimes of the Supreme Lord? They are deeper than millions of oceans.' Lord Chaitanya replied, quote, 'Lord Krishna has a specific characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. By following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet known as Vrajalok or Goloka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. However, the inhabitants of that planet do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unaware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the residents of Vrindavan, like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, and the gopis, treat Krishna as their beloved son or lover. Mother Yashoda accepts him as her son and sometimes binds him to a grinding mortar. Krishna's cowherd boys think he's an ordinary boy and get up on his shoulders. And in Goloka Vrindavan, No one has any desire other than to love Krishna. The conclusion is, this is Prabhupada's purport now. The conclusion is that one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi. Therefore, if one wants to be delivered by Krishna directly, he must take to the service of the residents of Vrindavan, who are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Verse again. O infallible one, your lotus palm is the source of all benedictions. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it, and you are very mercifully, and you very mercifully place your hand on their heads. I wish that you may also place your hand on my head. You know, when that rings, it means it's definitely the truth. You know, it's like confirmed. It's like a bird cawing when you say something true. So I'll say it again. I wish that you may also place your head on my, your hand on my head. And that's doubly true now. It's absolutely 100% true. It's interesting because Prabhupada gives this idea in the spiritual world it's perfect. But then there's more perfect. Then there's most perfect. So this is 100%. Then it's 1,000%. Then it's, you know, infinite percent. Where were we? You may place your hand on my head. Okay. For although you already bear my insignia of golden streaks in your chest, I regard this honor as merely a kind of false prestige for me. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are the supreme absolute controller. Nobody, no one can understand your motives. Om gana gana ya sataya namitam shenitamai shri grave namaha. Offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master who's opened my eyes. Blinded by the darkness of ignorance with the torchlight of knowledge. It's quite the emphatic purport Srila Prabhupada gives us. But he cites some other verses in the Bhagavatam. So whenever I read one purport which cites other purports, I like to dive into the, well, okay, what if, since he cited this other one, where is he going with that? How deep does that go? So I bring to you the other purports that he brings. So the first purport, first verse he brings from the Bhagavatam is Srimad Bhagavatam 11:14-15. Now, it's not quite Srila Prabhupada. It's maybe close, or, you know, it's attempting. It's devotional. It's actually Gopi Pranadana and Hridayananda who are carrying on with the work that Srila Prabhupada left unfinished. So this is what they have to say on that verse. The verse is, my dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Sankarshan, the goddess of fortune, nor indeed my own self are as dear to me as you are. Purport. The Lord has described in the previous verses, 11th canto, the unalloyed love of his pure devotees for him. And now the Lord describes his love for his devotees. Atma Yoni means Lord Brahma, who is born directly from the Lord's body. Lord Shiva always gives great pleasure to Lord Krishna by his constant meditation upon him. And Sankarshan, or Balaram, is the Lord's brother in Krishna Leela. The goddess of fortune is the Lord's wife. And the word Atma here indicates the Lord's own self as the deity. None of these personalities, even the Lord's own self, are as dear to him as his pure devotee, Uddhava, and a kinchin, a devotee of the Lord. Srila Madhvacharya cites from Vedic literature the example that a gentleman sometimes neglects his own interest and that of his children to give charity to a poor beggar. Similarly, the Lord gives preference to a helpless devotee who depends completely on his mercy. The only way to obtain the Lord's mercy is through his causeless love. And the Lord is most lovingly inclined towards those devotees who are most dependent on him, just as ordinary mothers and fathers worry about more about their helpless children than about those who are self-sufficient. Thus, even if one lacks any material qualification, one should simply depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead without any other interest, and surely one will achieve the highest perfection of life. So this is the first reference, and I'll just make a comment on that, that in the early years, Srila Prabhupada would give us very instructions to do things of which we had no talent or abilities or training. You go to, you know, to Brahmananda, you go to Africa, start a center there. Or to, here in India, Kaushalya. You go to Jaipur and you make a pandal. I will join you when it's all arranged. She didn't even speak Hindi, but speak of recognizing Devanagari. What's a woman going to do in 1970 in India to make a whole pandal for Prabhupada to speak at? But when she said to him, because I'm good friends with Kaushalya, when she said to him, "But Prabhupada, I don't know where to start," Prabhupada said, "Krishna will give you intelligence." And this is how the movement grew from a ragtag bunch of dropout hippies who didn't know, have very many qualifications. We weren't trained in very much. We were really, you know, druggies and or alienated from society, most of us. We didn't have practical training. And Prabhupada, what was his response to that? "Krishna will give you all intelligence. Simply do the endeavor." So sometimes we are criticized. "Oh, why are you putting so-and-so in charge?" Even today. But if they're sincere, Krishna will arrange. And if they need help, Krishna will send the help. So that, just an aside to that issue. Okay, the next Bhagavatam verse that was cited in this number, in this purport, was Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9.20. Translation. "Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune," who's always the better half of the Supreme Lord. I guess that's where we got the thing. I'd like to introduce you to my better half. Everything comes from the Bhagavatam. "Nor even the god of fortune," who's always the better half of the Supreme Lord, "can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda." Purport. This is a comparative study between Mother Yashoda and other, by the way, this purport is also by Gopi Puranadana and Ridai Nanda Maharaj. Gopi Puranadana, by the way, he lived with me at the Pyramid House in Topanga. He lived there in 1980. Did a lot of this work right there. I had no idea. I was living with such a brilliant, he and his wife at that time, Dukahantri, they were living, and he was doing all this translating. This is a comparative study between Mother Yashoda and other devotees of the Lord. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 5.142, "The only Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others are his servants. Krishna has the transcendental quality of Vritya Vashyata, becoming subordinate to his Vritya, or servant. Now, although everyone is Vritya, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to his Vritya, the position of Mother Yashoda is the greatest. Lord Brahma is Vritya, a servant of Krishna, and he is Adikavi, the original creator of this universe. Nonetheless, even he could not obtain such mercy as Mother Yashoda. As for Lord Shiva, he is the topmost Vaishnav. What to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the Lord's constant companion in service, since she always associates with his body. But even she could not get such mercy. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was surprised. Remember, this whole conversation is taking place by Shukadev speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, thinking, what did Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives by which they got such a great opportunity? The opportunity to be the affectionate father and mother of Krishna. In this verse, there are three negative pronouncements. Na, na, na. When anything is uttered three times, do it, do it, do it. I guess Nike picked up on that. One should understand that this is meant to indicate great stress on a fact. In this verse, we find na lehbire, na lehbire, na lehbire. Yet Mother Yashoda is in the supermost exalted position, and thus Krishna has become completely subordinate to her. The word vimuktat is also significant. There are different types of liberation, such as Sahujya, Shalokya, Sarupya, Sharshti, and Samidya. But Vimukti means special mukti. When after liberation, this is really, really cool. Listen carefully to this. Special mukti, Vimukti, which is, I speculate, that we are all given this Vimukti by Prabhupada, the special mukti. When after liberation, one is situated on the platform of Prema Bhakti, one is said to have achieved Vimukti, or special mukti. And therefore, the word na is mentioned. That exalted platform of Prema is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Prema Pum Arto Mahan. And Mother Yashoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. She is therefore a Nityasiddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's Lalindi potency, his potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions who are special devotees. Ananda Chinmaya Ras Pradibhavitabi. Such devotees are not sadhana siddhas. We are sadhana siddhas. We are coming to Krishna through our sadhana. She is, Mother Yashoda is a Nitya siddha. The next verse cited, there's two more verses that are cited, not quite as extensive, is the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47.60, again, written by translations and purports by Hridayananda Maharaj and Gopi Pranodana, mainly Gopi Pranodana. When Lord Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resembled the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation? Purport. The word, meanings, and translation for this verse are taken from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 880. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments as follows. Lord Krishna, the best of all avatars, exists on the highest platform of purity and morality, and thus he always remained praiseworthy by all, even while accepting worldly criticism for his cow tending, wandering in the forest, taking meals with young monkeys, stealing yogurt, seducing other men's wives, and so on. Similarly, the gopis, who are constituted of the Lord's pleasure potency, achieve the highest standard of purity and auspiciousness, even in comparison to the goddess of fortune. And thus the gopis are supremely glorious, even though they were criticized by worldly people because they were mere cowherd women living in the forest and behaving in an apparently improper way. And finally, this verses that Prabhupada had given in our verse today, he cites the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 880, which we just was also cited. When Lord Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Ras Lila, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world, nor was such a thing ever imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily luster and aroma resembled the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. What to speak of worldly women who may be very, very beautiful according to material estimation. Purport, this verse, Bhagavatam 10:47-60 was spoken by Uddhava when he visited Sri Vrindavan to deliver a message from Krishna to the gopis. Uddhava remained in Vrindavan to observe the activities of the gopis there, and when he saw the ecstatic love for Krishna in separation manifested by the gopis, he appreciated their supreme love and therefore expressed his feelings in this verse. He admitted that the fortune of the gopis could not be compared even to the fortune of the goddess of fortune, to say nothing of the beautiful girls in the heavenly planets. Whew. So that's diving deep. And when you dive deep, I think what's so interesting to me is when I joined this auspicious Hare Krishna movement, that I knew nothing. I hadn't read the Bhagavad Gita. I couldn't pronounce Bhagavad Gita. All I had was just a Back to Godhead with Prabhupada, with the Krishna's picture on it and Prabhupada's face in the cover. Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Where there's Godhead, there's no nescience. It's all I knew, except for one thing. The special mercy of the Supreme Lord and Guru. That somehow or another, in my heart, I knew it was right. I remember coming up the steps in Tottenham Court Road subway station in England. I had that just given 2 and 6 pence to this girl, who was, of course, probably Jamuna, you know, those days. And I'm going up the steps, and I'm kind of engrossed in this picture, beautiful picture of Krishna there, peacock feather. What is this beautiful artwork, this gorgeous picture? And I kind of stumble onto the street, and I trip off the curb, almost trip off the curb, and there's a double-decker bus that's going right by me. And I step back just in time. And it's an advertisement on there, and it says, in your head, you know it's right. And I'm like, whoa, that's too much. You know, it's like, this is, you know, and it was like one thing. I went to pick up my diploma at film school. I was on my way to the London Film School, pick up my diploma. I get to the school, and the acting director, Mrs. Dunbar, she's holding my diploma when I get there. I don't know why she's got mine in her hand. She sees me. Oh, David, here's your diploma from the School of Illusion. I was like, well, what? What's going on here? The next, this is my last 3 days in London before I went back to Chicago. And, yep, Radhanath and I, from the, Maharaj and I, from the same hood. And the next 3 days were just like one thing after another. It was like the mercy of the Lord. I didn't know anything about, you know, I was doing a little yoga. I'd become a vegetarian, but, you know, Eastern philosophy, I was mainly in like Gurdjieff and Uspensky and Emerson and Thoreau. You know, it was kind of like a Western, kind of maybe a little Russian mysticism mixed in. But, you know, really understanding the deepest philosophy of Krishna consciousness from Vedas, that was, you know, incomprehensible. You read these, you know, when you would read these in college, they would give you these sutras to look at. It's just bewildering, completely bewildering. Couldn't make any sense of them. They were coming from an impersonal point of view anyway. So, I mean, we actually studied the Upanishads in a philosophy course in college, but it was, you didn't know what to make out of it. It was too convoluted. And then, by the time I was in Chicago, I had to go to the Hare Krishna address that was in the magazine. I was just like 2 years away in college. I was on my way home. Nope, I got to stop at that temple. And I'm addressing right now, so you give it a context for this special mercy that we're getting, this vibhuti, this thing that we've all received, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And I remember that I was all alone. My sister was supposed to pick me up, but nobody was there, and I was all alone at the airport. In those days, you could actually, there was a time when there was, you know, like nobody there, when there wasn't planes coming in and out. And so I went, oh gosh, okay, I guess I won't go to that temple, or that, didn't know it was a temple, I won't go to that address to satisfy my curiosity. And this girl comes out of nowhere, and she says, you need a ride? So I explained to her, I said, you know, actually, I've been away for two years, and I was just going to go home, but if my sister was here, I was going to go to this address at this Hare Krishna thing. Oh, Hare Krishna. 71. You got to remember, 1971 wasn't really a household word. Oh, Hare Krishna, always wanted to see that. You wait here, I'll get my card, I'll take you right there. It's been enough for 3 days of this kind of, you know, synchronicities. So I'm going like, she goes off to the parking lot, and I'm going, man, I'm praying that bus will come, you know, just to get on a bus and get out of here. But it didn't, and she ended up driving me, even though it was completely the other direction from where she lived. She drove me, and around 7 o'clock, we arrive in this very dangerous neighborhood. You know, we didn't have money in those days, and it was an apartment in a basically a black neighborhood in Chicago. I'm looking at this girl. I said, listen, I got all my stuff from 2 years in the car. I can't leave it in the car. Might get broken into. So we lug up all my luggage, everything, you know, to the second floor, you know, finally knock it out. Door opens. This huge plume of incense, you know, just comes out of the door. Like, you know, it's like entering into another world. We get, you know, Matahili's, oh, hi! So good to have you here. We're just having a Bhagavad Gita class. Come on in. So we come, you know, I come in and put stuff away and sit down, and this one devotee's, you know, what do we know in those days? Already he's the advanced devotee there, probably been a devotee 6 months. And he's reading me in the second chapter, you know. Soul's eternal, undying, primeval, can't be destroyed, can't be burned, can't... Wow, that's really cool. And I'm listening to this stuff like it's for the first time. You know, and he's just going on from Prabhupada's Macmillan... It wasn't even the Macmillan edition. It was the earlier edition, the Collier edition. Little blue Bhagavad Gita. Didn't have any Sanskrit in it. Just had the translation and the purports. And by the time that class was done, I was like, I was thinking to myself, why didn't my parents tell me this? It was so powerful. The truth that was coming out of this was so intense. And it didn't go in my head. My heart just opened up and I went, this is absolutely so true. Everything is true that these people know the truth. And then the girl said, I got to go. I said, aren't you going to give me a ride home? And she said, it's late, I got to go. So she leaves. So I have no ride home. I got these two huge bags. And I'm drinking this hot banana milk, which is like some ambrosia I've never had before in my life. It's like, what is this stuff I'm drinking? And then Parvacharya says, you have all your stuff here. You can stay the night. And that's how I joined the Hare Krishna movement. I was kind of sold, I mean, not that I didn't have my misgivings, but that was it. I joined the temple and was diving in dumpsters for the Sunday feast for many months after that. So that was my... my point is, you didn't have to know anything. The gopis, what do they know? They didn't know Krishna was God. The Gaur boys, Yamuna Yashoda, they didn't know Krishna was God. What do they care? And that's the gift that Prabhupada's given to us. You don't even have to be a big scholar. We have a lot of big, big scholars. I'm probably speaking to, scores of scholars right now, which is kind of embarrassing because I'm not a scholar. I immediately identified, once I got kind of wind of it, with the fact that you don't have to know anything. You just have to know one thing, and that is Krishna is the Supreme Person and that he is the object of your love. And if you know that, you know everything. It was so simple. It was so simple. And Prabhupada said, simple for the simple, complicated for the complicated. So last night I was in the restaurant and there were some people that, I guess this guy gave some lecture, what's his name, from the Vala Sampradaya. He gave some lectures, very educated, very scholarly, and there were some other devotees there who are scholarly. And they were having scholarly discussions. And Sridhar, who's a friend of mine, Sridhar from a friend of, he's come here many times, Sridhar. So he said, if Premadasa is there, you should say hi to him, So I went to the table, said Hare Krishna and this, that, and the other. And they were talking about stuff, and I was going like, wow, this is way over my head. Way over my head. So when I hear these kinds of purports about the fact that in Vrindavan you don't have to know anything, and you just throw it away. Krishna is more incomprehensible than thousands of oceans. What's the point of even trying to understand Krishna? People say, how can God do bad things? How can God let Palestinians and Israelis and this and that happen? They're looking for answers. And then people will write whole books, why bad things happen to good people, they'll write whole books about trying to explain this creation, trying to kind of knock it down into digits, ones and zeros. Even AI is not going to be able to figure it out because Krishna is incomprehensible. You just have to serve. It's amazing. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not very smart. I can't remember a lot of Shastra. What I really think about is Prabhupada's examples. That's what turns me on. That's what gets me up in the morning. That's what drives me forward. I'm trying to do things that at my age, and I'm thinking, look what Prabhupada was doing at my age. He was incredible. And he lets me do it. And if I do it, I know that I will get whatever intelligence I'm supposed to have. Or if I don't get it, Krishna will send someone to help me. It's always been the case. And if at the time of death, I'm worried, It's only because I didn't develop enough shraddha in my life. Because every time I look back at times I was worried, times I had anxieties, it's because I just didn't have faith that Krishna was the supreme controller. And he was controlling everything. Little cyst on my ankle, the murmur in my heart, the people that I'm around, the temperature of the day. Everything is going on. He controls Putin's mind. He controls, Zelensky's mind. He controls everything. Everything. Where is the need for anxiety? And yet, material energy is going to figure out how to make us anxious, how to make us not. Just remember that those girls, those gopis, you have to remember, they were 8 years old. Such a pure age. They were 8 years old dancing with Krishna. They weren't 16. They were 8. And when you think about it, the innocence, the beauty of Krishna's rasa dance, it's childlike. It's wonderful. It's free from all anxiety. It's Vaikuntha. And Prabhupada is given the gift, the highest gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to the whole world. How can we not want to share it with others? How can we not want to be a part of that great movement, as flawed as it can be, to spread Krishna consciousness to the unfortunate who haven't gotten that vibhuti yet? So that's the conclusion, the siddhanta of these very complicated verses and, you know, all these great personalities and the goddess. You know, it's interesting. Just the other day, I went to cash in. You know, we had some deity paraphernalia that was silver. It was old. So my wife gave it to me. She says, you know, let's cash it in and get some new. So thinking, oh, if I have to go to Vrindavan, it's going to be Loy Bazaar. And Loy Bazaar means crowds and getting down there and, you know, getting to Sriji Jewelers is going to be a whole thing. So I found a place in Mumbai. They take gold and silver. So I brought my silver in. And the guy's really nice. He's got a big picture of some guru behind him. And, you know, I come in my dhoti and then, okay, here's how much it's worth. He says, but it's not pure silver. It's only about 60% because they don't make the deity paraphernalia out of pure silver. And then he pulls out a coin. He said, this is pure silver. And it's completely dark, the coin. It's like, did I bring it? Yeah, I brought it. I thought if I remembered, I'd get it. So he brings out this coin and I go, oh, wow, I've never seen anything. That's Jagannath Balaram Subhadra engraved on that coin. He didn't know. I said, oh, I got to have that coin. I got to have that coin. I've never seen anything like it, you know. He said, well, you know, that coin, it's you know, what was it about? 5,000 rupees for the coin. He said, I can deduct the coin from what I'm going to give you. I said, okay. So I got to have the coin. So he deducts it. And then, you know, I pay him the money. And then he says, and I said, oh, I'm so happy to have this, you know, Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. He says, you know, I really should give you that coin. I shouldn't really charge you for that coin. Do you want your money back that that coin is worth? I'm thinking, did I just hear what that guy said properly? You know, I said, sure, I want that money back. So I'm thinking, hey, I'm using that money for Krishna. I want that money back. So he said, okay. So he gives me back the money, and I walk out with this coin. And I go to where I have an appointment with Giriraj Maharaj. So I go to the house, and the Mataji's in I forget her name. She's in the kitchen. I said, I got this coin. Do you have any silver cleaner for this coin? So she says, yeah. I said, can you clean it for me? She says, oh, sure. She says, takes the coin, starts to clean it. And I go and have my chat with Giriraj Swami. And then when we're finishing, she comes in and she says, it's not Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. I said, it's not? She says, no. It's, and here's the coin, all shined up. She says, it's Durga, it's Lakshmi, and it's Saraswati. Now, none of you may know this, but Janardi and I are working on a feature film, and we're at that point where we have everything together, director, this girl that was going to... So it's a film about a girl whose best friend is a dwarf bull and a cow, and her parents run a small goshal, and her cow... She doesn't have any friends at school because she's just a cowgirl, like the cowherd girls, you know. She's just a cowgirl, cow whisperer, so they don't really give her much... Her bull follows her to school. It's kind of an embarrassment. And at night, the cow lifters come and they steal the cow. And the bull, who's kind of good for nothing because he's dwarf, he tries to protect the cow and they take the bull. So you know now the parents can't do anything. The police are helpless, and she ends up getting a suspended cop to go with her and her best friend in a big adventure to rescue the cow and the bull. And they have this big journey in which they eventually take down a don with his whole cattle rustling ring. It's a really big, it's a big kind of adventure story. And so we're looking for, you know, now we're looking for the funds to make the movie. It's about a 15 crore movie. And so I realized when I got this coin, it was on Dushara I got this coin. So I realized, oh, just stay the course. Lakshmi Devi is with me. I thought Lord Jagannath was it, but actually Lakshmi Devi has decided to come and help me on this journey. So now I'm completely convinced we're going to be very successful in our making this really, really fun. We have a fantastic girl who we found who's going to play the lead of Radha and the Great Rescue. So that's my journey, chasing a rhinoceros. I have many stories to tell you about that, but it's 9:05, and I want to thank you all for being so patient. Are there any comments or questions before we finish up? Okay, so thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gantara Shuma Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Gaur Pramanandi. Hari Hari Bol.